We've never done this before. A guy named Nick reached out to us for a second date update.
Okay.
The strange part is, he says he's never even went out on a date with this girl to begin with.
So wait.
It's wrong segment then, buddy.
We would need a first date update then.
Yeah.
That's not what we do.
Nick, I'm hoping you've at least talked to this woman and it's not your neighbor that you're looking at through your telescope right now.
Nick?
Is it?
I hear
heavy breathing.
I am here. I'm here. I was just laughing.
Okay.
You sound like you're doing more than laughing.
No, there's no telescopes involved, I promise you.
Okay, is the woman real? Does she have a name? Does she exist?
Yes, her name is Whitney, and she exists, and she's amazing.
Whitney sounds like a made-up name.
Yeah. No, you guys!
But how do you know she's amazing if you've never gone out with her?
We've never met in person, but we have met and communicated a lot online.
Okay, there's a lot of people, I use that in air quotes, online that aren't real in real life.
Right. No, I know she exists. Like, we have FaceTimed. We've had extensive communication online where we've actually seen each other.
Good.
So why aren't you going on a date with her?
Well, because she lives in a different state.
We didn't tell us that,
oh,
Nick.
Yeah.
That's very important information at the beginning.
Maybe lead off with that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I really, honestly, guys, I really felt like I was falling in love with this girl.
Ooh,
okay.
That's so cute.
Whoa,
no,
you're falling in love with this girl. You haven't even seen her.
On FaceTime,
yeah,
he has.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen her. We FaceTimed. I was so connected with this woman. Like, we have very similar, like, families. We both have sisters. We both have similar holiday things that we do. Like,
well, hold on. I hear that she has a sister. He has a sister. Sounds like they connected. That's love right there.
I don't know.
Okay,
you know what?
You're right.
Have anything to do with
There's
it?
There's a common bound. You guys don't know.
Get the marriage documents ready. You guys both have sisters.
I think that it's romantic and that it's refreshing that you were connected to a woman on a much bigger level than just a physical.
Yeah,
one.
5G level.
For real.
I was planning on flying her out or flying out to see her. That was the next step. But things just haven't been the same for a bit. So things aren't really working out the way I had wanted. So that's why I contacted you guys.
All right. So this would normally be the time where I would ask you about the date that you took her on, but you haven't done that. So...
Yeah.
See, I feel like we have, because it started out that we would talk like a few times a day, just like little things here and there, check in.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where we would be communicating for like hours every night.
Wow.
That's intense.
Yeah, I know. And it was going so well. We would talk constantly. And it was great like that for about like 3 weeks, I would say. And then she started not responding as quickly.
Yeah.
And then she wasn't like, we weren't talking every night.
There must be something that you have done during these conversations that has turned her off.
No.
Well, the last photo I sent her, I took a photo of my breakfast, and it was like two heart-shaped pancakes that I made, and then I kind of spelled out, like, I love you and bacon, and I know that's corny, but it's also, like, sweet, and that's how I feel.
I mean, it seems like a lot to drop the L word and never seeing each other in person.
I mean, I spelt it in bacon.
Okay, you're spelling out the word love and bacon to this girl already?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's testing the waters to see if she, what was her response to that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, not much.
Not much? Okay, that's not good.
I know, and I haven't really heard from her in about the last 48 hours, which is rare, because ever since we started communicating, we've never gone 48 hours without at least checking in.
So how do you want us to help? Because she obviously doesn't listen to our show.
I don't know. How can we get her? How can I get her to listen to me?
How can we get her?
Yeah, okay.
That's quite a
listen.
Statement.
Get her on the show is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Or find out if you did something wrong or
yeah,
if she
exactly.
is just scared.
It sounds like he's just coming out a little too strong, but you were both feeling it, the chemistry at one point. So that's great.
Well, also, I forgot to tell you this as well. She did mention she had this friend that was kind of hesitant about our relationship. And I don't know if that has something to do with it. Like, her friend is, like, jealous or just doesn't trust me because of the whole online thing. Or maybe she's met somebody else. I don't know. My mind is just kind of racing about the whole thing. And I was hoping you could help me in somehow.
Huh.
All right. Well, just calm down about it a little bit. Maybe pop a Valium because you're getting a little bit excited talking about her.
I am amped up because, you know, I care a lot about this girl. And if there's any chance that you can help me out, communicate with her, I would just really appreciate it because, you know, I just don't know what else to do, honestly.
All right. I guess we'll do it.
Yeah.
I guess we'll do it.
That's the whole point of this, Jeffrey. Why do you hate love so much all of a sudden? What is your problem?
This is just different. This guy's never even been on a date with her. But you know what?
This is a 21st century, Jeffrey, okay? It's a different way that people fall in love.
Just
catch up, man.
The fact that they call each other every day in this day and age, that's crazy. That's more than most people.
It is crazy. It scares me.
He's probably getting more action than you are just via an internet screen, okay?
All right. Well, we know what? Maybe we're going to prove me wrong. We're going to play a song. We'll come back and we'll give Whitney a call and see if we can get you a second date update. Okay, Nick?
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Well, just hold on. We haven't gotten you the date yet. We're just making a call.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Okay, that's the energy I want. Okay, we'll be back after this.